Now to our final batch of stories. A cowboy builder who fleeced customers out of thousands of pounds has been ordered to pay back some money. And two much-loved radio presenters return to the airwaves.
A cowboy builder jailed for conning homeowners out of tens of thousands of pounds has been ordered to pay back just £1. Wesley Theobald, aged 34, who appeared in court in what was believed to be designer clothes, fleeced his customers, including a vulnerable pensioner and a recently bereaved widow. The self-employed roofer, who also used the alias Wesley Moriarty, used illegitimate tactics to trap and coerce homeowners in Norwich, Ashill and Dereham into paying him to carry out unnecessary or shoddily done work. Jailed for 3 years in June 2024, after admitting 19 offences, including theft and fraud, he was told, "You brought nothing but misery to these households." Theobald of Rainsthorpe at South Wootton, King's Lynn, returned to Norwich Crown Court for a confiscation hearing under the Proceeds of Crime Act. Recorder Richard Mawinney said it had been determined the benefit from his offending was almost £63,000, but that he had no money to pay compensation to his victims. He had an order that he repay a nominal £1 after being told that was the calculated available funds. The conman contractor had been on licence from a previous jail sentence for defrauding customers when the offences took place. Sophie Leaney, head of Norfolk State Trading Standards, said despite previous convictions resulting in custodial sentences, Theobald continued to take money from customers for materials and work that was not completed. He also failed to comply with a criminal behaviour order imposed as a result of those previous offences.
Driest March. Farmers are crossing their fingers for some April showers to help their crops after Norfolk recorded its driest March since 1929. Terry Mays of the Norfolk Rainfall Association said last month, "We saw a marked decline in precipitation and we have to go back to 1929 to find a drier March." Monthly readings from Norfolk's rainfall recorders showed the south of the county was the driest, with monthly totals of just 2.5 millimetres in East Harling, Tackleston and Renningham, far below the county's long-term average of 40 millimetres for March.
Two much-loved local radio presenters are returning to Norfolk's airwaves on a new station. Stephen Bumfrey and Rob Chandler are joining Broadland Radio, a new radio station in Norfolk that hopes to launch fully by June. Bob Norman, managing director, spoke of how pleased he was to have the pair agree to join the station. "The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive," he said. "We'll also be having former Heart presenters, former Greatest Hit presenters and former BBC Radio Norfolk presenters who have agreed to do shows for us." Rob Chandler presented The Breakfast Show on Heart Radio, formerly Radio Broadland, for 14 years with co-presenter Chrissy Jackson before joining Radio Norwich. Stephen Bumfrey left BBC Radio Norfolk in 2023 after presenting the afternoon show on the local platform since 2009. Mr. Norman said it is of high importance to him that presenters on this new station are local themselves. "Almost everything is in place for the station to start broadcasting in the next 4 to 8 weeks."
More than 500 years of public service were celebrated at an ambulance awards ceremony. The East of England Ambulance Service held the event at Dunstan Hall, Norfolk, to honour long-serving staff and volunteers. Awards were presented for 35, 25 and 20 years of service, as well as long service and good conduct medals. The total length of service in the room represented 570 years. The event at Dunstan Hall was just one of a series held around the East of England Ambulance Service region to recognise their long service.
Well, that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick to us quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number. That's 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose, and your editor today was Sarah Lusher. So, from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.